Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. If there's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. He does not even waste our failures, and that's wonderful news if you ask me. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song, He Did It. This is from the live recording, I Surrender. This particular song was born way back on May 21st of 1998. Actually, I received the chorus of this song back in November of 1997. But just the chorus part. The chorus came soon after my pastor's daughter came home from the hospital after a very successful liver transplant surgery. The chorus was just a very bold proclamation from my heart as a war cry. The enemy had not won. My God had won over her ailment by providing a new liver, much as he had provided Abraham with a ram in the thicket just as Abraham was about to sacrifice his son Isaac. At that time, the Lord did not see fit to complete the song, so I simply put it aside and waited for a more opportune time and for more inspiration. And it didn't take long. In May of 1998, another friend expressed some very heartrending concerns over his dad's health. As I prayed for his dad and asked God for healing over the cancer that had invaded his body, the Lord gave the rest of the song to me as a declaration of what true victory really is. Here's what true victory really is. We win. Whether we live or whether we die, we win. During the same time I was thinking of and praying for this friend and his dad, I just happened to watch the TV show, remember the old show, Touched by an Angel? Now, I had never really watched the show before, but for some reason I watched it this night. The story was of a Chinese dissident, imprisoned, then tormented by her captors. The angel sent to watch over her told her of God's love for her and did something incredible. He stood between her and those who would beat her, receiving the beating in her place. Now, as she was led to be executed, the prisoner cried out to the angel, "Are you there?" To which the angel replied, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be scorched." The angel was quoting Isaiah 43:2. This impressed such a vivid picture upon my heart and mind that this is exactly how much God is with us, how much He is for us, and how much He desires to help us in this life. God used all of those components to bring this song to completion. And just as with the characters on that TV show, we win. We win, y'all. Jesus died that we might overcome the enemy and sin. Jesus died and rose that we might live and walk out this life in victory, no matter what. Here's the truth. This is reality. We all die physically. But do we all really live? He who dies well, trusting in faith that God is still champion, also lives well. This song is for every believer and captures our truest identity, an integral part of our very being as overcomers. This is it. We win.
Jesus already made a way for us in every aspect, every area of life. We just don't always see from His perspective, right? Well, I want us to celebrate the fact that regardless of what we have to face in this life, He has made a way. He has done it. You believe that? It's the truth.
Through the water. Jason won it, he ran.
He ran to win.
So I run straight to him.
And I will win because he did it. He's done it, that we might overcome it. So I'll live it, I'll run it. I'll face the race and run it. I'll run.
My sin, he paid my debt, then rose to win, assuring me of victory.
So when I pass through the waters, I will not be overcome. And when I pass through the fire, and won it.
He ran.
He ran to win.
So
I run straight to him.
And I win because
he did it. He's done it. That we might overcome it. So I'll live it. I'll run it. I'll face the race and run it.
I'll run.
Father, you overcame sin, death, and the grave on our behalf by the blood of Jesus Christ. We win. It's settled. It's done. We put our faith in you, and we win. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 98, verse 1 says this, "Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wonderful things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained the victory for him." Now, I know it can be difficult to look past the setbacks of life like physical ailments or persecution or conflict or just lack, but we must be receivers of God's grace to look past those things that vie for our attention and look to the Lord, fixing our eyes on Him and then seeing each and every situation from His point of view. Otherwise, we tend to lose hope. And hope deferred makes the heart sick, according to Proverbs 13:12. Plainly and simply put, we must walk in victory as overcomers by God's grace and kick victimhood to the curb. Just read the end of the book, y'all. We win. Enough said. Well, today's episode's got me riled up just a little bit because of the things I'm going through in my own life, realizing that God is my victory, He is my victor, and I win no matter what. Today's episode is brought to you by MP Designs Jewelry, as usual. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the amazing, beautiful, wonderful artisan, my wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. Now, if you enjoy these podcasts, please consider leaving a review on iTunes or wherever you happen to listen. Your reviews really do go a long way in helping get the word out about the Dennis Jernigan podcast. And if you don't mind, after you listen to this, would you just take a couple of minutes and do just that? Just go and leave me a review. And to help with the ongoing creation and costs of this podcast, if you'd also consider becoming a member of my team, that would mean a lot to me. If so, just go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. Now, there is one more way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple, it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I've posted there. So check it out for me, allinallchurch.com. And while you're at it, don't forget to pick up a copy of my brand new daily devotional book called Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 3. Can't believe we've got 3 volumes now. Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 3 is available anywhere you buy books online, or you can just click the link provided in the podcast notes and order your own copy today. I've taken enough of your time, guys. Y'all have been so patient, but we are victors. We win. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan podcast. Now, if you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of the song He Did It from the live recording I Surrender, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. Now, if you remember nothing else about today's podcast, remember this. God loves you. God's for you. He's won the victory on your behalf. You are an overcomer. God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who He says you are.